Hi everyone. So this is my fifth podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone's having a great summer. And hope everyone had a happy Canada Day. Hope everyone got to go to Timmy's or Tim Hortons and get some coffee and Canada Day themed donuts if they still sell those on Canada Day. I'm not too sure. So today's movie ranting will be about something heartwarming. I've been surrounded by a lot of bear movies like Ted, Ted 2, Winnie the Pooh, Christopher Robin, and Goodbye Christopher Robin, which is on my list of movies to watch. Plus Margot Robbie is in it, and Domhnall Gleeson, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Apologies if I'm not. Just a second, I'm getting a sip of my milk. Oh yeah, hope I'm pronouncing that right. Who are amazing, and they both starred in Peter Rabbit, which people should see if they want to change from Disney. And James Corden's in it. But more so, I was going to say, I saw the newest trailer for the third Paddington movie, which looked, again, heartwarming and awesome as the last two, but staying on track, I think Paddington is a movie done right, and when I say that, I think the purpose, or maybe one of the goals of any movie is to have people cherish the viewing of it, and but, I don't know, take away some of that magic, that movie magic that they just saw, and the lessons that they learned, and maybe even apply it to become better people in life, or just make life more interesting. Just processing, guys. Gonna get another sip of milk. I remember seeing that shot of Paddington and just having that light shone on him, and Mrs. Brown just felt so magical to me at the train station in the first movie. Plus, I'll admit, while I'm not an expert on Paddington, so as I always say, guys, I'm willing to be educated and, as always, and open to learning. For all you Paddington fans out there, I don't know, I just feel Paddington does teach a valuable lesson about kindness and acceptance. Like, I don't know, I just haven't seen other films do it in the way Paddington does it. I think it's maybe because of the, you know, amazing visuals as well. But I think Paddington's something special. Not trying to take anything away from other movies that have taught the same lessons about kindness. I don't know, it's just the little things that you see in Paddington that make you appreciate life even more. As usual in this scrambled moving ranting, that comes from the heart. But I just feel what I'm saying just comes from the heart, and I guess, yeah, it does. But yeah, I just love Paddington 1 and 2. That lengthy scene of Paddington just settling or getting comfortable in the Brown family home is just so heartwarming. I know I use that word a lot, but it's just so sweet of what you're seeing on screen. I'm trying to think of that one movie scene that I was wanting to talk about here. Just that scene where, you know, Mrs. Brown, and the Brown family, but more so Mrs. Brown, played by Sally Hawkins, understandably so, is not very... Sorry, guys, that came out wrong. Just that scene where Mr. Brown, understandably so, can't remember his job, so is not very trusting of Paddington, understandably so. Just lets him stay anyway. But Sally Hawkins, or Mrs. Brown, was just so amazing in here. And just, you know, that scene of, you know, and that close-up of Mrs. Brown trying to make him more comfortable and saying that they'll search for the explorer. really made me just smile and think that this scene was meant to make people keep their faith in kindness and humanity. While that was moving, I just thought the fact that they don't question that it's a bear who's talking to them was kind of hilarious. Kind of feels that fantasy is needed to communicate to the audience. The audience is watching at home. I don't know, I just thought it was kind of funny that they don't question that they're talking to a bear. And they act like it's all normal, but I just thought that was kind of funny. So, overall, I just want to say thank you to Mrs. Brown in Paddington. That's it for today's podcast today, guys. And just remember, just like Paddington says in the first two movies, and he'll probably say this in the third movie, and just like I believe Aunt Lucy says, be kind and the world will be all right. Thanks, everyone. And remember, go watch the third Paddington movie if you get a chance in the future, and have a marmalade sandwich and some tea, which I might want to try because I've never had one. It looks really sweet and delicious. So thanks for listening, guys. Have a great, awesome day.